Eric Snodgrass, science fellow and principal atmospheric scientist with Nutrien Ag Solutions, shares that there are signs that the La Nina that's plagued the cotton belt is fading out and what this means for growers during the crop year.
We're starting off a little bit in better position than we did last year, but certainly nothing like the cool weather we got in the summer of 2021 down in the southern plains. I still think we have some risk of that drought lingering, which is going to put some pressure on irrigation. It's going to put some pressure down there on crop. There's a lot of folks sitting after 2022 that would love to have a better year, I think, down there in parts of Texas. If there is relief in sight, it's going to be this year. And the reason for that is we've finally gotten rid of this thing that's plagued us for 3 years, which has been La Nina. And it hit us in 2020 and 2022 with the 1 year in the middle where we kind of did okay in Texas. But getting rid of a La Nina just tends to open the Gulf a little bit more. It tends to bring moisture farther to the north. It tends to bring it farther to the west as well. I will tell you this, though, about this year, which is going to be very interesting to play out. I mentioned El Nino coming on. Now, you look historically at every El Nino event that we've got good records of, you'll find that generally speaking, we see a reduced number of tropical systems. So when we get into hurricane season late, because that's very important to the cotton crop, you can sometimes get a needed rain, or you can sometimes get so much rain and wind that you destroy the crop. This is a year where we're possibly thinking of a slight reduction in overall hurricane activity. Everybody that's listening to this knows it just takes one to cause damage, but that could be an interesting late season feature to be on the lookout for. Overall, I would tell you it's a much more positive outlook in 2023 than 2022, but there's still some things that need to unfold. And you mentioned drought, and we still have it very much anchored in the southern and western plains of the United States.